The Bethel Deliverance app is now available to download for free at Apple Store and Google Play. You can tune into Sunday services through live stream, view video sermons on demand, listen to audio messages through podcasts, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry simply by using today's technology. Get access to all of Bethel's media outlets and church events right at your fingertips. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I would submit to you that if the accumulation of stuff is the realization of faith, then the rappers have more faith than we do. But that's not what faith was for. While this verse suggests a supernatural ability to change one's environment, tell the mountain to move, speak to a situation, Jesus is not advocating a helter-skelter use of faith. Helter-skelter meaning just kind of from the hip without purpose, just using it. For example, you know, just praying and asking God to keep a store open later than it's supposed to be because you were too lazy to be on time. Father, the train comes at 7:45. I'm running late. Hold that train for another 15 minutes. So God has to inconvenience the people that are on the train, who were on time, who are praying that God gets them to the destination on time because of the indiscipline of the Pentecostal believer who believes that God is going to inconvenience the whole world just for them. Step into the doctor's office and ask for a low cholesterol reading when you've spent the last six months eating ribs and ham and all the things that elevate your cholesterol. I'm believing God. By his stripes, I'm healed. And God is sitting in heaven saying, I can't believe this. Faith is not designed to destroy the laws of God. Faith is designed to rise above the boundaries of unbelief. Now, when laws are changed by the kingdom, that's called a miracle. It is appointed unto man once to die. There were three people that died during Jesus' time that he raised. He violated the law of death and raised them. So there are times when one law is replaced by the law of the kingdom. But if you understand faith, hear me carefully, miracles don't need to be sought when you're walking by faith because you're already living in the miraculous. Watch. You don't have to ask God to let you find money in a fish's mouth. If you live by faith and manage your finances, you will never need to find money in a fish's mouth. If you don't get into outstanding credit card debt, if you don't let yourself spend more than you can afford, you won't need to spend two-thirds of your time asking for money because you've applied the law of good stewardship. Oh, my God. I'm messing with Pentecostals now. They're like, I believe God. No other religious denomination has a bill-paying miracle service. Only us. You'll never find Presbyterians, Methodists, or Catholics saying, bring your bills to the altar and step on them in Jesus' name. The bill is not the devil. It is just a record of poor stewardship. And here we come. Praise God. Praise God. I believe God. I believe God. God, stretch your hands towards my electric bill. I opened my electric bill last week. Now, I might have said, oh, my God. But I did not say, all right, I'm stepping on it because the Bible said whatsoever you put your foot on. No. Faith says, I walk through that house and start turning off lights. I walk through that house and start unscrewing light bulbs. I said, turn that television off. That's faith. I want that bill lower next month. I ain't taking it to God saying, Father, touch Pico in the name of Jesus. Touch it. No, you change the light bulbs. That's faith. Faith is being proactive with what you know to do. Some ladies, bless your heart, you're believing God to give you a husband, and you're just sitting there. Let him find me, Lord, because the Bible said he that finds a wife finds a good thing. So let him find me. Watch this. How many of you believe and know that Boaz found Ruth? Oh, okay. You don't know? Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you. He found her. But where did he find her? You got it, baby. She was shoveling snow. She was tossing wheat. She wasn't sitting in the room looking cute. She was out work. She was shopping in the market. She was doing gardening. And he walked out to his fields and he said, who that? He wasn't in the house looking for the bougie woman who was waiting on God. How you think the work got done in the garden? Eve wasn't sitting around talking about, I got to get my nails did. We mistake femininity with being a woman. A homosexual can be feminine, but he can't be a woman because he don't have enough strength to be a woman. No matter how gay he is, he can't have a child. No matter how gay he is, he can't help his husband. You don't know how strong God made you, woman. You can shut a man down just by a look. You don't even have to get violent. You can just, he'll even tell his friends, I got to go home now. They say, what happened, man? You didn't see that phone call. Just a text will take the wind out of his sails. You strong. Don't let the devil tell you you weak. You strong. He'll call you all day long. You all right? I just want to make sure you're all right, because when we left this morning, you seem kind of upset. Now, you can leave. She'll never call you, brother. She like, you just leave, man. Said, fine. But you leave, you calling all day. Hey, baby, you okay? You all right? Yeah, I'm all right. You sure there's anything I can do for you? You just seem kind of upset. No. I'm all right. Did I do anything? Then they get you. You know. That's from the pit of hell. You know. And he's actually ignorant. He doesn't know. He said, tell me. Mm-mm. You know. And she can do that thing. And so when you understand that God made things a certain way, faith doesn't want to override it. Understanding of the scripture is paramount for faith. He that finds a wife finds a good thing. That doesn't mean you sit around waiting to be found. It means you do everything in your power to make yourself findable. Listen, if a man hears that you have a nasty attitude, if he hears that you're a problem person, he ain't never going to come to you. Because he does enough fighting on the job and in the world. He don't want a personal relationship with somebody. Now, some of you, I ain't let no man stand up to me, because you heard that from your mother and your grandmother and the 13 aunts in your family. The women of Brewster Place. They tear down walls. And I understand that, but faith isn't sitting around waiting to be found. Faith is taking classes. Faith is putting yourself in a findable position. It is changing your socialization. You keep hanging around poor people, then who do you think is going to propose to you? A poor person. Then you want God to give y'all a lot of money. God said, why didn't you go to those financial management classes out in LaSalle or Villanova where the people who had money were? How you going to fish in a trout stream and catch catfish? You catch where you fishing. The lady who says all men are dogs, she went to the Y to find him. The SPCA. So now we move to a realization. Something that's shocking. Jesus says you'll have what you say. Change the pronoun to personal. Again. Again. Now understand what Jesus is doing. He is telling you that there is a mental cognition. In other words, you understand that you are not just speaking ambiguously, but you are creating the environment for God to work. Now I gotta tell you this, because this is from my history. When I was a child, just about 25 years ago, I was a child. And the women in my family used to cook. They used to bake. And when they baked, and I'll just be specific and say, when they baked cakes, they baked them from what we called. So that meant I would come into the kitchen for water or something out of the refrigerator, and on the kitchen counter, I saw butter, eggs, a bowl, and I knew that a cake was going to be made. Watch this. The atmosphere was set for the cake to be made because the ingredients were on the counter. I knew somebody was making a cake. Now watch this. Because I knew somebody was going to make a cake, I'd go back outside, but periodically I'd come back to see when the cake was started and when it was done. Now, there were some telltale signs. Oh, Lord. I knew it was started because somebody was in the kitchen and I heard the noise. Then I knew it was cooking because there was an odor. Then I knew it was done because I saw it on the counter. The ingredients were replaced by the cake, but there was an atmosphere created. Words make the atmosphere for God to do something. When you speak it, that's you putting the ingredients on the countertop for God to make something out of your words. That's faith.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
3117A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Hello, saints. Bethel's new website enables you to receive pastors' e-devotionals via email. Simply go to BethelDeliverance.org and click on the link About Us. Then, subscribe to weekly devotionals from Bishop, and you'll be all set to receive the encouraging word of God for Bishop's e-devotionals. So be blessed and sign up today.